Mike Trout, meet Coors Field. Man, Mike McClure, he is expensive today, especially on DraftKings.
$6,300. It's the first time I can ever remember a player being above $6,000 on DraftKings since I've been playing daily fantasy sports. And the scary thing about it is he's probably worth it. He's probably going to end up in some of your lineups. And looking at my projection model, he's still a top three value in the outfield, even at that price tag.
We have, and by the way, I'm filling in for Heath today, who is out. I am Adam Azer. That's Mike McClure. You can follow Mike at sportsline.com. Go to sportsline.com and get his optimal lineups. Great DFS advice every day. So, yeah, we got 14 games, one day game, the rest at night. And we've got a lot of good pitchers on the slate, so I think it'll be interesting to see who we go with. And there is a Coors Field game. The Angels visit the Rockies. It is John Gray versus Andrew Heaney. So a pretty interesting slate. How are you feeling about it? How are you feeling about the slate, Mike?
It's a very interesting slate. You know, it's a full slate. Like you said, we do have top-tier pitching. We do have the Coors Field game. It's one of those nights where I feel like you definitely are going to want exposure to this Coors Field game. So I think that we're probably going to end up prioritizing that over the starting pitching a lot, just because there are so many options that you should be able to find a reliable value pitcher. But nonetheless, it's very interesting and a slate that you're probably going to be wanting to play more than one lineup in for sure.
Okay, so congratulations to Heath Cummings. He gets a vacation day apparently because he caught a Dong train. We all picked correctly last night. I had Springer. You had what, Conforto?
Yep, I had Michael Conforto. Nice. And Heath caught the Dong train.
He did. So he had Chris Bryant yesterday, and he already has a Dong Chaser shirt. But, oh, by the way, you can get a Dong train tonight if you pick your Dong Chaser right. So good luck to you. Now, if you want a Dong Chaser's t-shirt from RotoWear, we are giving one out. Here's what you do. You go to Heath's Twitter account, at Heath Cummings Sr., at Heath Cummings SR. Check out the pinned tweet for your chance to win another Dong Chaser shirt. And, hey, you might want to look at Coors Field tonight. Just an idea. All right, top stacks of the night, Mike. So these are implied run totals. The Rockies against Andrew Heaney at 5.5 runs. The Rangers, 5.4. The Reds, 5.2. And the Angels, 5.1. So Rockies, Rangers, Reds, and Angels. The Reds are facing Jason Vargas. The Angels and Rockies are obviously in Coors Field. And what is it, Mike Fiers against the Rangers tonight?
Yeah, the Rangers are going to get to pick on Mike Fiers. Very warm in Texas today, 90 degrees.
Ooh,
again.
Yeah.
Wind is blowing in, but not going to matter too much with the temperatures and air density that we're going to see there. So, I definitely think that the Rangers deserve to be one of the top stacks.
Which teams are you going to be stacking, if any?
I will definitely be stacking the Colorado Rockies against Andrew Heaney making a start there. Overall, I like Heaney, and I think he's shown some good things at times. But I know that this is a very difficult matchup for him. And, you know, look, there's a ton of right-handed power from the Colorado Rockies that we're going to be loading up in the middle of the lineup here. So, the Rockies, you know, it's obvious they're playing at home at Coors Field, but they're clearly the top stack tonight.
In making a FanDuel and DraftKings lineup earlier today, and I haven't quite completed FanDuel, but I did make the DraftKings lineup before the show started. I did notice outside of Coors Field, there still are like a lot of hitters that I really like tonight, Mike. Do you feel the same way?
Oh, there are a ton of hitters that I like outside of Coors Field. I think that they're probably going to be just kind of one-off plays. I don't think I'll have many stacks outside of that because of just the way the positions break down. But yeah, there are a lot of guys that are in good spots that will be sprinkling in, you know, in the outfield, you know, in some of the middle infielder positions as well. I like a lot of guys tonight. The first one is really my Dong Chaser from last night, Michael Conforto. He is way too cheap again at 2,900 on FanDuel.
Yeah, but he's facing Castillo, much stiffer challenge. But 2,900 is that's a lot of savings right there for Conforto. All right, so glad you like him. I'm going to throw him in my lineup. I guess the point is, you should get some cores in there. If you can't afford it, don't worry. We'll help you out. There are other places to go. And Mike loves to go with BVP, batter versus pitcher. He hates it. But Edwin Encarnacion, 23 plate appearances versus Wade Miley. He's got three homers and a 1734 OPS. Edwin Encarnacion. And he's priced very similarly on FanDuel to Trevor Story. So that's an interesting call. Encarnacion or Story, who would you go with?
I would go with Trevor Story, you know, and his teammate Ian Desmond as well. I'd like them both over that, but I do
think
Encarnacion
what I meant. I'm sorry. I meant Ian Desmond, who used to play shortstop and now plays first base. Edwin Encarnacion and Ian Desmond are priced similarly.
Yes, so yeah. I would still lean with Ian Desmond, but I do like Encarnacion as a tournament pivot. This is a good spot for him. Nice park shift in Milwaukee at Miller Park. It's going to go overlooked for sure tonight because of the number of games and this Coors Field hitting environment. So I do like Edwin quite a bit in tournaments.
All right, other good BVP, Andrew Benintendi. He has a 1681 OPS in 18 plate appearances against Luis Severino. By the way, the Red Sox destroy right-handed starters. I believe right-handed starters, I can actually get this stat. Right-handed starters have something like a 750 ERA against the Red Sox this year. So actually you'll see Severino is the number two priced, the second most expensive pitcher on FanDuel, but he's something like five or six on DraftKings. More BVP. Gary Sanchez, 1333 OPS, three home runs and 18 plate appearances against Drew Pomeranz. Chris Taylor has an 1119 OPS in 14 plate appearances against Zach Godley. I won't even get Mike's feedback because, you know, you don't care.
Nope.
Manny Machado has bad history against Danny Duffy. That is a different Danny Duffy, I'm guessing, but 3-for-17 with 8 strikeouts against Duffy. Adam Jones also terrible against Danny Duffy. Jose Altuve has a 513 OPS in 23 plate appearances against Sean Manaea, and Carlos Correa has been bad against Manaea too. Machado, Jones, Altuve, Correa, are they going to be in any of your lineups?
Probably not, but that's only due to the number of games. If this was like, say, a 6 or 7 game slate, I would probably have those Astros against Sean Manaea for sure. Just, you know, because of their price points, I probably won't. But if you like them, I'm not afraid of them because of the bad BVP.
So, yeah, he don't care. Dong Chasers, real quick, we'll update the standings. Mike in first place. How is that possible? He's caught the dong chain and train and you're still in first place.
Yeah, I've caught dongs on back-to-back nights as well, and I had a little bit of a lead built up over him there. So I'm in first. If I can hit the dong train bonus tonight, I will stay there.
Chris is in second, Heath is in third, and I am in fourth, but I homered last night. So who do we like tonight? And the, you know, look, dong chasers is fun, but it's also hopefully helpful to help you figure out who we like to hit some home runs. So Heath has Nolan Arenado, most expensive of the Dong Chasers picks, one of the most expensive players tonight, hitters, 5,600. Mike has Ian Desmond. I'm taking Joey Gallo, and Chris Towers is taking Reese Hoskins. Probably can't get all four of those guys in a lineup unless you go cheap with pitching, but Arenado, Desmond, Gallo, and Hoskins.
Difficult to get them all in the same lineup, but you should be able to get three of them in the lineup for sure tonight.
Okay, that's good. I think the question is about pitching, right? What are we doing with pitching tonight? And you tell me. Kluber is on this slate. He's very expensive. What are you doing about pitching tonight?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that he's so expensive because I like him here. It's a good matchup for him. I'm projecting him for almost 8 strikeouts here, which is a pretty high projection from a projection model. The issue is just the price. He's on the road. It is a negative park shift, but I don't think that I can get there because it just limits you so much to what you can do with your hitters on this slate. So I'm probably going to fade Corey Kluber, although he is projected as the number one pitcher on this slate.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out a way to get him in either. And then Severino is interesting. He's 1, 2, 3, 4, number 5. He's the fifth most expensive pitcher on DraftKings, but number 2 on FanDuel. I do have him in my DraftKings lineup. I don't know if that's a mistake or not, because the Red Sox have been so good against righties. What do you think about Severino tonight?
I think Severino's a great tournament play. I mean, look, he's a great play all around. You look, he's been one of the most consistent pitchers in Major League Baseball this year, outside of one subpar start, which happened to come against the Boston Red Sox earlier this season. But in every other game, he's been elite. He's been one of the best pitchers in baseball here. So I have no issue playing him. I don't know that I'm paying up for him in cash games. It really is ultimately going to come down to where some of the other value guys are hitting in the lineup tonight. If we get him at the top of the order and it allows me to pay up for Severino, then I'm probably going to do that. But it's almost definitely a DraftKings only play for me, where you get two starting pitchers and you can go a little cheaper with the other one. I don't think there's any scenario in which I'm going to be playing him on FanDuel.
Would you rather have Aaron Nola or Luis Severino tonight?
Ooh, that's a really, really close one for me. I think that I'm probably going to take Castillo. I think I'm probably going to take Severino still.
I think I just found out who you really, like as a cheaper pitcher tonight.
Yes, I do like Castillo a little bit as a cheaper pitcher. There's really three or four cheap pitchers that I like tonight, and that's probably the strategy I'm going to be taking, is going cheap at pitcher.
Okay. All right, then. Let's talk about those cheap pitchers, I guess. By the way, yes, 7.48 ERA for right-handed starting pitchers against the Red Sox in 26 games. That's pretty impressive. All right, so who are the cheap starting pitchers? So you mentioned Luis Castillo. You like him on both sites?
Yeah, I like Luis Castillo on both sites. I think he's, you know, a good candidate to, you know, really play well in this matchup. But, you know, look, we don't love the environment that he's pitching in. It's not the most pitcher-friendly environment at Great American Ballpark. But he did seem to turn it around last start against the Brewers. He's done that twice against the Brewers so far this year now. And, you know, this Mets team kind of projects similarly there. So I do like him. I also think that we should be looking at guys like Ivan Nova and Jeremy Hellickson, both on the road. Hellickson obviously is getting a much better park shift and pitching environment in San Diego at Petco. So I'm going to like him a lot at $6,000, but I do like Ivan Nova against the White Sox. He's projects well in my strikeout model. So I like both of those guys too, in addition to Luis Castillo.
What about Mike Minor?
So Mike Minor is the fourth guy in that group. Again, all between $6,000 and $6,500 there. Mike Minor's the only knock that I have on Minor is it's very, very hot in Texas. The air density is relatively low for this time of year. It becomes a difficult environment. The only reason I'm going to consider playing him and might end up using him even more closer to lineup block is the wind is blowing in from right at about 14 miles per hour. If that holds true, then I will have a lot more interest in Mike Minor tonight.
Do you know the two teams that have the highest OPS against lefties so far this season, OPS against lefties, they are both facing lefties tonight. And no, it's not the Detroit Tigers who are facing Mike Minor.
Are the Rockies up there facing?
No.
No?
No, they're eighth.
Well, they should be.
They are way behind both Atlanta and Tampa Bay, who are facing each other with Blake Snell and Sean Newcomb on the mound. Snell's been great. I wonder what you think about him going up against a team like Ozzie Albies just kills lefties. Going up against a team that has an 831 OPS against lefties to lead baseball.
It's an easy fade for me tonight just because of the price point. You know, if you're looking on DraftKings there, it's only 1,100 more for Severino. I think that that's a pretty easy move to jump up and get Severino there. Mm-hmm. So I will be fading both Blake Snell and Sean Newcomb tonight. That's a really high variance spot for me. Look, both of those guys could score 25 DraftKings points and it wouldn't surprise us. And it's not going to surprise if either guy scores 5 DraftKings points and gives up 4 or 5 earned runs in the first 5 innings. So I think it's a pretty easy fade there for me.
You know, I'm curious about top stacks of the night were the Rockies, Rangers, Reds, and Angels. We'll move over to hitters now. Rockies, Rangers, Reds, and Angels. Heath offers the Indians as a contrarian stack. What about the Phillies? Because I kept finding myself putting Phillies in my lineup. Do you like them against Greg Holland at home?
I do. Holland has been pretty decent at times, but you know this is a pretty big negative park shift for him compared to what he's used to out there in the NL West in those parks. So I do like the Phillies here. I think, you know, we mentioned there's a couple guys that are just way too cheap. Carlos Santana, especially on FanDuel, is one of those guys that is just way, way too cheap in this matchup. I think he'll still probably go overlooked. But I do agree with you. I think that the Phillies are in a really good spot. They're right there with the Indians for me as my favorite contrarian stacks of the day.
Let's get into it then. Who do you like at catcher tonight, Mike?
So catcher's going to be very, very straightforward for me on DraftKings, just because Chris Iannetta is just really made his career hitting left-handed pitching, and he's very cheap. I don't know how he's only $3,500. He didn't seem to get the Coors Field price bump that really his teammates are getting and some of the other players in that game are getting. But I'm projecting him to hit top five in the order here. Sometimes he even hits second against left-handed pitching. So if he's in the lineup there and hitting top five, I don't see a scenario in which you're playing anyone other than Chris Iannetta at catcher.
First base.
So first base for me is going to be my Dong Chasers pick, and that's going to be Ian Desmond. You can play him in the outfield. So if you're not going to play him, you can play your Dong Chasers pick, Joey Gallo, who I like a lot against Mike Fiers. I think he's got a ton of upside. And, you know, having Ian Desmond on the slate being $600 cheaper, it's certainly going to eat into Gallo's ownership. So if you want to play the game theory and ownership route there, try to play Joey Gallo over Ian Desmond in a tournament, or figure out a scenario where you can move one of them to the outfield and play both. But those are the top two. And then after that, we just mentioned Carlos Santana, dirt cheap on both sites. Even, you know, even DraftKings, $3,700 there. I'm not playing him over Ian Desmond at 39, but I would play him in a tournament, or I would play them both. One great thing about Santana is he's a switch hitter. He hits well from both sides of the plate, so he's going to carry the platoon advantage throughout the game, which is something you always should consider.
All right, so Iannetta, catcher, Ian Desmond, Joey Gallo, Carlos Santana, some options at first base. Second base, who do you like?
So second base, it's going to look kind of familiar there. We're going to be focused on the Colorado Rockies Los Angeles Angels game. Number one for me is going to be Ian Kinsler at this point. $3,900 on DraftKings. He's another one that didn't seem to get a huge price bump on that particular site. Jerks and Profar, I hope that Heath is listening and giving me some credit for mentioning his name here. I think it's appropriate to play him against Mike Fiers. He's one of the best ways to get exposure to the Texas Rangers at only $3,300. And then Adam Frazier up against Lucas Giolito on the road, he's only $3,200. So we've got a lot of cheap options at second base.
Yeah, so you're not paying up at second base. You're probably not going to have Albies or Altuve or, you know, Javi Baez is day-to-day, but he would have a nice matchup against Urania. Yeah, so you're looking for savings.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense to find the value there just because those guys that I mentioned are all hitting in the top three of the lineup for their teams. Really, they're all on the road, guaranteed. Well, the Rangers aren't on the road, but the other two are on the road. Just all really strong hitting environments. So I don't see any reason to pay up at second base tonight.
Okay, are we paying up at third base?
We are definitely paying up at third base. I'm going to be locking in Nolan Arenado in every lineup tonight, along with my Dong Chaser pick of Ian Desmond, who we talked about at first base. But Nolan Arenado would have been my Dong Chaser's pick had Heath not taken him before I got there. Just the guy crushes left-handed pitching. This is a really tough spot for Andrew Heaney to pitch in. I don't see any scenario in which you're fading Nolan Arenado tonight.
Alternatively, because I could not figure out a way to get Arenado in my lineup on FanDuel, I have Anthony Rendon going up against Clayton Richard. Rendon's $3,400. I mean, he's less expensive than Todd Frazier, Jamer Candelario, Michael Franco, and I get that he's more less expensive than Zach Cozart. This is on FanDuel. But Anthony Rendon's just been on the DL, basically, for not the whole season, but for much of the season. He's one of the best third basemen, so I think he's way too cheap, Rendon.
Yes, no, I definitely agree with you. So Anthony Rendon is second in line for me tonight. And then another guy that's cheap if you don't want to play Rendon and need a lot of salary savings, Danny Valencia. He's a guy that's really popping here in my model. That's just because he's made his living by hitting left-handed pitching. Danny Duffy, we talked about his BVP against Machado. This is not the same Danny Duffy that we're used to seeing. I like Danny Valencia a lot. I think if you need to punt third base and don't play Arenado, I kind of think it makes sense to just drop all the way down and punt and get a little different in other spots. So at $2,300, Danny Valencia is the punt third baseman of the night.
I would say I'm paying up at shortstop, but I mean these top shortstops have really good matchups. Lindor against Wade Miley. I wouldn't say Didi against Pomerantz is a good matchup, but he is at home and he's hit most of his, I think, one home run on the road for Didi. Manny Machado, bad BVP against Danny Duffy, but neither of us care. I don't know if Carlos Correa going up against Sean Manaea is a good matchup, but those guys, they're expensive. Trey Turner's $4,000 on FanDuel. Trevor Story's less than that. Trevor Story's $3,800, and he's been really good at home. I don't know how you get away from Trevor Story on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, I don't personally, I don't see any scenario like, in, you know, again, we're talking about cash games. You're not playing anyone other than Trevor Story most likely tonight. You know, all those guys you mentioned are great players, obviously. Have some of them have good matchups. They're all fantastic tournament plays tonight because we know Trevor Story is going to be highly owned. The issue is just not including Story in the middle of your Rocky stack when we already know that we're going to play Arenado and Desmond right there. It doesn't make a lot of sense to fade him when he's cheaper than those guys. So Trevor Story, you know, and also looking at, he's had 31% hard contact rate in the last 15 days. That definitely leads the field of all the shortstops tonight.
Oh, wow.
He is just absolutely crushing the ball right now. So put Trevor Story in your lineup. You know, you, like I said, we're going to stack the Rockies. Unfortunately, everyone else is too, and we're going to have to win it with, you know, with some of the other players outside of that. But Trevor Story, it doesn't make sense to fade the cheaper price tag.
Okay, then let's go to the outfield. And I want to ask you, is Charlie Blackmon off the table with a lefty on the mound?
Definitely not. You know, this is one thing we talk about sometimes, especially at Coors Field. Let's not pretend like Andrew Heaney is going to pitch 8 to 9 innings tonight. I think that anywhere from 4 to 6 is a more reasonable outcome there. So we're still talking 1 to 2 at bats, most likely against a right-handed pitcher. But Blackmon isn't terrible against lefties. He's a nice contrarian play. The issue is you're not getting a massive discount on playing him in that matchup. It's not something I'd be afraid of, and I actually think it's a good strategy if you want to get a little variance in your Rocky stacks.
Who else do you like in the outfield tonight? I do have Mike Trout in DraftKings. I don't think I'm going to get him in on FanDuel, but yeah, I can't. But who do you – I guess I could probably move some money around. Who do you like on DraftKings in outfield? Or both, sorry.
Yeah, both of them. I mean, Mike Trout is very clearly the number one outfielder. He's the number one player overall, just ahead of Nolan Arenado. You know, I'm going to be doing what I can to get them both everywhere. Certainly, I think you have to play them both on DraftKings, you know, in terms of cash games. But I also like Joey Gallo, who we mentioned at first base. We mentioned Michael Conforto. He's going to be on the road. I know we like Luis Castillo a little bit. He's the one play in that game that I would play. And then also moving down, Shin-Soo Chu for the Texas Rangers. I would like him a lot. Should be hitting first or second against Mike Fiers. Only 3,000 on FanDuel, less than 4,000 on DraftKings, so good value there. His teammate, Delino DeShields, Nomar Mazara, you know, really going to be focused on those environments. And then finally, the Phillies that you mentioned that you liked earlier, it's going to be Rhys Hoskins. And then, okay, one more. Sorry, we have one more that's just popping up here. Trey Mancini. He's hit left-handed pitching very well. I want to pick on Danny Duffy a little bit. I mentioned it with Danny Valencia earlier. But Trey Mancini is also another guy that looks like he's going to present quite a bit of value tonight.
I don't really understand how Joey Gallo is only 3,500 on FanDuel. I mean, you look at who he's priced with. You're talking about Michael Brantley, Gregory Polanco, Nick Castellanos. Good players, for sure. And then he's ahead of, like, Franchi Cordero. I don't know. It feels a little cheap to me for Joey Gallo, who is my Dong Chasers pick. And in on DraftKings, for example, Gallo is priced with Mitch Haniger, just below George Springer, just ahead of Starling Marte. So I feel like he's more of a discount on FanDuel, and I'm putting Joey Gallo in my FanDuel lineup for sure.
He's like definitely Gallo? A much better value over there on FanDuel tonight.
You like Gallo tonight?
I do like him. He's not my number one priority just because of the Coors Field game, but I do like him quite a bit. And, you know, like on FanDuel, where he's only 200 more than Delino DeShields, I would certainly take him over Delino DeShields.
Right, right. And DeShields is not a bad play, right? You usually like having Delino DeShields.
I do. I mean, look, I like the Rangers a lot, especially on FanDuel there. I think that you could play Gallo, DeShields, Chu, Mazara, and really jerk some Profar. Like, all those guys are cheap. So if you're looking for value guys to kind of finish out your lineup there, I do like the Texas Rangers a lot on FanDuel.
Yeah, do you want to repeat some of those names or just kind of talk about value plays in general on FanDuel or DraftKings?
Yeah, we'll look at FanDuel right now for the value plays. So number one value play is going to be Ian Desmond and Joey Gallo. You know, that's kind of the upper end of the value range.
Both in my FanDuel lineup. I love it, Mike.
Yes, those are our two Dong Chasers picks. And then other guys that are value, you know, actually talking about the cheapest, it's going to be Carlos Santana, 2,600, Trey Mancini, 29, Josh Bell, another guy we haven't mentioned, but the Pirates have a good park shift and league shift. They're playing on the road against the White Sox, so they're going to benefit from having the DH in the lineup and that park shift there. Josh Bell at 2,700 is another guy that's showing up as good value here. And then at third base, Danny Valencia. If you need a cheap third baseman and you don't want to play Arenado, I like Danny Valencia a lot against Danny Duffy.
I just put Carlos Santana in my FanDuel lineup. I took out Jose Abreu, who we haven't spoken about. I just freed up $900. So
yeah, that's
like
definitely
it.
A good move. I think that Santana is certainly I haven't projected higher than Abreu tonight anyway, so I like that move.
Yeah, now it's just like, what the hell do I do with my extra money? all right, we'll take Billy Hamilton out, and Castellanos has been hitting the ball very well, and is Castellanos good against lefties? You know off the top of your head?
Yes, he has been at times in his career. You know, this is a good park shift for him, so I don't have any issue with Castellanos. The only caution is that I do like Mike Minor a little bit
too.
As a pitcher.
I do, too. I feel like Castellanos might be the only guy who does damage against him. Maybe a little Candelario, but their lineup stinks once you get past Castellanos. So, I didn't mention who my starting pitcher that I like is. I don't think we've said him. I really like Zach Godley tonight. How do you feel?
I like Zach Godley. You know, if you can take a stance on you know, paying that price tag for him, which I think you can at 8,800 on FanDuel, I do think that it's certainly within reason. I don't really have a big issue with him. You know, I'm going to be looking a little cheaper personally, but I do think that he's going to be under-owned for his skill set in the matchup.
Yeah, Godley is the 7th most expensive pitcher on FanDuel and the 9th most expensive on DraftKings. So I have not completely gone with your lineup, so I don't know. I can give a lineup, but I think the best thing to do is check Mike's on sportsline.com. Use the promo code DFSPodcast when you sign up for Sportsline, and you will get a month for $1. Then it'll go back to the normal price, which is only $9.99. The promo code is DFSPodcast on sportsline.com. But I've got Mike Minor and Zach Godley, although I might get rid of Minor and go with Luis Castillo. Mike has told me to put Chris Iannetta in. Carlos Santana is in. Cesar Hernandez is in. Jose Ramirez is in. And then we got some cores. We got Trevor Story. We got Mike Trout. Cole Calhoun. You like Cole Calhoun?
I do. I like all of the Angels there tonight. I do think Cole Calhoun's going to go overlooked. This might be a good time for him to kind of break out of the little bit of a slump that he's been in for a while here with the Angels. So, yeah, I'm all aboard on any of the Angels tonight.
All right, but you know what? I think I might actually remove him because I have some money left over. Like, this is always a tough thing. You know, you got Cole Calhoun. He's at Coors Field. I have $700 left. I could, because I also have Rhys Hoskins in my lineup, by the way. I could get rid of Cole Calhoun and go with Nelson Cruz or D. Gordon or Cespedes or Inciarte, Benintendi. Probably won't do that. Soler. Yeah, it probably won't go there. Like Nelson Cruz or Cole Calhoun, just straight up, who would you rather have?
Cole Calhoun.
Really?
Yes. Park factor. Matchup's much more difficult for Nelson Cruz against Marcus Stroman on the road.
All right, I got to put my $700 somewhere else. Anyway, Mike Trout, Rhys Hoskins. Oh, let's see where Joey Gallo is. Let's see if we can get him in. We probably can, right? Yeah, we can figure something out, Mike. All right, so thank you for your help, Mike. And then on FanDuel, you know, get Trevor Story, Joey Gallo, Ian Desmond in your lineup. Michael Conforto's in my lineup. I got Rendon, Carlos Santana. I have Zach Godley. I know I don't really want to give my lineup because it's not exactly the show lineup. I think we've given you enough to make your informed decisions, and then you're going to have to save money on pitching. Mike gave you some options earlier in the show. Sign up on sportsline.com. Use the promo code DFSPodcast. Get some Angels. Get some Rockies. Get some Phillies. Get some Rangers. Get some Cleveland Indians in your lineups. And we'll talk to you on Wednesday. We'll be counting your winnings. See you later.